Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a talk given by a tour guide.
Before starting our tour of Monticello, I'd like to give you some historical facts that might help you appreciate what you see today even more. Monticello was the very much-loved home of Thomas Jefferson for over 50 years. Jefferson, who was, of course, president, was also a great reader and language enthusiast. He read widely on different subjects, including architecture. He wasn't formally trained in architecture, but as a result of his study and observation of other buildings, he was able to help design and build the house. He chose the site himself, naming the estate Monticello, which means little mountain in Italian. In fact, many of the ideas behind the design also came from the Italian architect Andrea Palladio, who lived in the 16th century and who had a great influence on the architecture of England. Jefferson, however, ignored one of Palladio's principles, that is, not to build in a high place. Monticello's elevation made the transportation of what was needed at the house, for example, food, especially difficult. But the view from the estate would not be as spectacular if Jefferson had followed Palladio's advice. There really is no boundary between the house and the nature around it, and so Jefferson was able to look out on his beloved state of Virginia from this wonderful vantage point. Now we'll go on to Jefferson's library.
Number 43. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 44. How did Jefferson learn about Palladio's ideas? Number 45. In what way did Jefferson go against the advice of Palladio? Number 46. According to the speaker, what is the advantage of Monticello's location?